Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X, at Rich Zeoli. And as soon as I get my camera to work, I'll be on Zoom. I'll be on our YouTube chat, I mean, and then you'll be able to see that I'm wearing my Philly shirt because we're going to the game later. And it looks like the weather's going to hold up, so that's good. And we have some special guests coming up later on the show today, because it turns out that the Fanatic has been named the sexiest mascot in all of baseball. No surprise there, if you ask me. I mean, what's not to love about the Fanatic? He's a hunk from the Galapagos Islands. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. We'll talk about that. The president just wrapped up a very long press conference in the Oval Office with Elon Musk. I was watching it. I have lots of thoughts for you. We're grabbing audio. It literally just wrapped up before we got on the air today. So we'll bring it. But here's the bottom line, if you're wondering. Bottom line is that Elon Musk is officially out at Doge. He hopes that Doge will continue. He's confident it will. And that they identified over $1 trillion in savings. And now, of course, we need Congress to act on all those savings and make all those things permanent and real and stick. And that would be a very, very good thing. The other thing that came out of it was the president was asked about the auto pen. And he mentioned how they think they know who's behind it. And he alluded to Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Of course, you always have to say that by law. That's what the president was alluding to as he was speaking with Elon Musk in the Oval Office and taking questions from reporters. The president is going to leave soon for Pennsylvania. He's coming to Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh area. Big steel deal between the United States and Nippon, the owner, this Japanese company. And it's a big deal, so much so that the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, referred to it as a BFD, which is a big Blinken deal. All right. So that's how the governor of Pennsylvania referred to it. And there's a news piece of some steel workers, white and black, who are both so ecstatic about this. They were really worried about losing their jobs. And they're crying. One guy literally says in the thing, he goes, "I'm a grown man, but I'm not afraid to say it. I was crying with tears of happiness, tears of joy." And good for him. And this kind of goes back to what we've been talking about earlier throughout the entire week, which is the Democrat Party has lost working class voters. I call them the alpha voters, because the voters that the Democrat Party has left, the workers, I should say, these are the people who work in faculty lounges. They're the people that work in the lounge and they write pieces about how horrible Trump is, or they work for the New York Times and they write stories about what a fascist he is, and they lie. And those are the workers that the Democrat Party has. And the president has the alpha workers. These are the people that actually work for a living. They're people that work in the steel mills. They work in the oil rigs. But they're also people that work in the financial markets, too. Jamie Dimon came out today bashing Democrats, bashing the red tape or the blue tape, as he calls it, because the Democrats are behind it. And let's not forget something. People like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, people like Bernie Sanders screaming about the oligarchy. They hate people that work in finance, too. They hate them. They basically hate everybody. This is why I call it's alpha workers. I'm not going to say white collar or blue collar. They're alpha jobs, and they're white men, black men, Latino men, and the Democrat Party has completely lost all these people. So that's where we are. So the president's going to come to Pennsylvania. We'll take it live for you. He's set to speak around 5 o'clock, but considering the press conference is running late when it started today, I'm going to assume that that's probably going to run late, too. But nevertheless, we'll take it. We have a lot of great guests coming up on the show today as well, including Gerald Posner and then Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, who's from Do No Harm. Because there's an announcement about Penn ending their gender mutilation surgeries on minors. But the thing is that they don't really do them. It's CHOP that does them. And they're associated with CHOP, but it's very confusing. So hopefully Dr. Stanley Goldfarb from Do No Harm will be able to explain it to us. And we may possibly, I don't know if it's a done deal or not, have somebody joining us from the White House. I don't know. They asked us if somebody could come on, and we said yes, of course. We'd be more than happy to accommodate. I know you always love when we bring you White House officials, but I don't know if that's a done deal or not. We're waiting to hear from them. They're having a busy day over there. Even on Fridays, it's a busy day. And Bryce Harper is in a commercial for the new How to Train Your Dragon movie. So he's trending on Twitter, and the commercial's pretty cool. So we grabbed that for you, and we'll share that with you. But I want to begin with this announcement about this deal that was reached regarding U.S. Steel and this Japanese company, and what the president is traveling to West Mifflin, PA, outside of Pittsburgh today, and what he's going to do. So there's a report on this issue, and there was a number of different reports that were made about this, but a Clarion, Pennsylvania resident reacted to this massive deal and talking about this and what this means and how they saved the steel mill for Pennsylvania. I think between this issue, between natural gas, between coal, between all these other jobs, this is why Trump won PA. It's why the Pennsylvania is not going to be a swing state much longer, in my opinion. I think Pennsylvania is going to wind up being a red state. I can see that with John Fetterman. I mean, John Fetterman was out traveling with Secretary Turner, Housing Secretary Scott Turner, traveling around with him. And, you know, he'll get blasted for that, and the left will go after him and say that he's mentally ill and he needs to resign. But his point is, I'm going to work with the administration to make Pennsylvania better. And that's what has to happen. I mean, yeah, that's what has to happen. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. It's smile season. I mean, you know, get all the weddings and memories. So make sure you make your appointment today for Dr. Mike. But let's begin with clip number one from Clarion, PA. This is a news report on the issue as residents react to the deal that will be announced fully later this afternoon. Take a listen.
People in the area that need to work, to have employment, and my father, my brothers, everybody worked at the steel mill, then for some reason it kind of went left. Bringing it back is brilliant.
I'm glad that they have it open for our children now, because there's really no jobs around, especially in the Clarion area.
And President Donald Trump plans on being in Pittsburgh at U.S. Steel on Friday.
Yeah, and he's going to make the announcement, and people are very, very excited about it. And they should be excited about it, because it's a big deal. Saving this is very, very important, and it needs to happen. So there's actually a longer cut of that, which is the full news story. You know what? I opened up the old show sheet, Matt. So let's play cut 25. It's a longer news piece on what they're expecting, and it has some more people in there, including union workers. And it talks about the conflict between the union workers and their union leadership, which is something you see. I mean, this has been a theme where the union workers stand and then where the union leadership stands. And they're like worlds apart. It's amazing. But then again, the union leadership, they're cushy jobs. The guys who actually do the work, not as cushy. You know what I mean? So whether it's the auto workers or whether it's you see it with the truckers or whatever, at least with the truckers and that union, at least they stayed out of it. They didn't endorse. because their members were like, hell no. And sometimes you see this with police groups, too, where they endorse Democrats, at least locally, because they think it's better for their contracts, et cetera. But you know where the cops all stand. The cops all stand with the Republicans. But Trump had the endorsement of the National FOP. So, but anyway, this is Cut 25.
For 1.5 long years, U.S. steel workers have held their breaths, unsure of what their future held.
How I feel is I could take a breath today. It seemed like through this whole sale that was pending, it just gave you stress.
Now, third-generation steelworker Andrew Macy has the deal he's pushed hard for, all just months before he retires.
It's just wonderful.
It's like early Christmas, man, here in the Mon Valley, and he's protecting at least 11,000 jobs for Pennsylvanians.
North Braddock Mayor Cletus Lee was one of a group of Mon Valley leaders who came together in recent months to push leaders in Washington to approve a deal that led to investments in the Mon Valley. Reacting to this news, they all feel similar.
When you see that everything you've done for the last 2 years come together, it's overwhelming with emotion. So yes, I was crying, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Big men cry. And I was crying with happiness.
Driving that emotion is a fear of what could have happened. West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly thought plant may have to close as soon as next year.
They're being held together with Band-Aids.
U.S. steelworker Glenn Thomas has watched as his company moved production to other states.
We need tons and tons of capital improvements.
It's the promise of the Nippon deal, at least $1 billion for the Mon Valley alone.
And President Trump, what he did today is, it's presidential.
United Steelworkers leadership has never been on board with the deal. Their international president, David McCall, said today, "We cannot speculate on the impact of today's announcement without more information. Our concern remains that Nippon, a foreign corporation with a long and proven track record of violating our trade laws, will further erode domestic steelmaking capacity and jeopardize thousands of good union jobs."
President McCall never really came here to talk to any of us to get our side of it, and we really wish he would have.
I feel that today we saved steel in Pittsburgh, not just the Mon Valley, but we saved the legacy that all of our forefathers, and I grew up in a steelmaking town, they're all looking down on us and saying, thank you.
For Kelly, just like Macy, this has all been about keeping steelmaking jobs alive long after they're gone.
And for myself, third generation steelworker, I wish my father was here to say, I'm retiring, as he did back in 1975. And I could say, Dad, I'm retiring too. A proud steelworker.
Wow. Pretty big. So Selena Zito has a piece in the Washington Examiner. Josh Shapiro calls Trump U.S. Steel deal a BFD, big bleepin' deal. Shapiro said that when the deal was announced in December of 2023, people immediately took sides. However, the governor said he prioritized steelmaking in the Mon Valley and keeping U.S. Steel's headquarters in downtown Pittsburgh. He said, that was my North Star. Shapiro said he watched local union members go from being against the deal to supporting it. They really revolved over time on the deal. And you heard in the news report, they talked to about the president of the United Steelworkers Local 227, who admitted that when he first found out about the deal, he was so flabbergasted he was against it. That changed over time. It did for all of us. He said most of the members of the local union, which represents the Edgar Thompson Works in Braddock, the town where John Fetterman's from, the Irvin Works, well, not from, but where he was mayor, the Irvin Works in West Mifflin and the Clarion Works in Clarendon. They now robustly support the deal, and Trump is getting behind it to make it happen. After listening to local stakeholders last year, Governor Shapiro said he went to the White House to push former President Joe Biden to make the deal, but he had to call Biden's people multiple times. Shocking. I talked to his chief of staff over and over and over again, the governor said, and I was really disappointed with the decision that they made. Shapiro said that when Trump won, he contacted the transition team to let them know that he heard from locals about the critical importance of the deal. Quote, and credit the president for making the deal richer and richer, meaning more money put in and looking out for Pennsylvania. Shapiro said the deal got better because of Trump's negotiating style. The deal's gotten better, the governor said. The prospects for the future of steelmaking have gotten better. He also emphasized that he worked closely with Senator Dave McCormick throughout the process. He said credit goes to McCormick as one of the many people involved in this, the governor said, adding that numerous local Republican and Democratic mayors and community leaders have come out in support of the deal. So the first time that the governor talked to the president was in late April, right after his mansion was set on fire. And the president called him. President Trump, the monster that he is, called the governor of Pennsylvania to express sympathy and to make sure he and his family were okay. What a monster. I mean, just what an absolute horror show of a human being. Am I right? Calling the governor of Pennsylvania after he and his family were almost killed and his house was burned to the ground to express his condolences and his sympathy and to say, thank God, everything's okay. We talked for about 15 or 20 minutes, the governor said, and then after that, he checked in to make sure our family was doing well, and we got down to business and we talked for a while about a bunch of different issues. And this was the first issue I raised with him. Actually, I think maybe he was surprised to hear me talk about the need to get this done and my support for getting something done, the governor said. Now, Shapiro said he's not trying to take glory for anything, nor should he, by the way, since it's the president doing this. But he said, quote, please don't take this as I'm claiming credit. This is an example of everybody working together. And Friday, well, that will be a good day, he said, smiling, in anticipation of the deal, which will be finalized today and announced later tonight when the president comes to Western PA. Selena Zito continues by saying that Governor Shapiro said Western PA has literally been the arsenal of democracy and steelmaking has been a huge part of it. We've seen U.S. Steel over the last three decades diminish in its number of jobs, and we were on a dangerous path to lose even more jobs to the South, to non-union states, Arkansas being the example. And frankly, you had a CEO at U.S. Steel who had forecasted that. He said, we need to do something here. And I can't overstate the importance of not just keeping steelmaking in Western PA, but the cultural aspect of knowing that U.S. Steel will remain a Pittsburgh company. It's going to remain in Pennsylvania. And there's a future there that's bright. We're going to grow again instead of seeing those numbers decline. Shapiro said one of the things that he has been working on to make this investment shovel ready is ensuring that there are no bureaucratic firewalls from the state of Pennsylvania. By saying, I'm already talking to the president of Nippon Steel, to Kiro Mori, about the permitting and the need to move quickly. That's the vice chairman and executive vice president of U.S. Steel. So Trump deserves enormous credit for this. I mean, he won PA and he could have just turned his back on this and said, ah, the guy won, the heck with you guys. But he didn't do that. And Selena Zito reported a little while ago when the deal was officially made, and I'll share with you what she wrote about that. And she said, it was the deal of the century. This was a couple days ago she wrote this. She said, Trump makes deal of a lifetime for U.S. Steel. He said, quote, I am proud to announce that after much consideration and negotiation, U.S. Steel will remain in America and keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh. This will be a planned partnership between the United States Steel and Nippon Steel and the largest investment in the history of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And McCormick, Senator Dave McCormick, said, I applaud President Trump, Secretary Scott Bessent, and other senior administration officials for achieving this huge victory for America and the U.S. Steel Corporation. Other members of the Pennsylvania delegation, including some of our good friends, were involved in these negotiations as well. Our buddy Dan Muser was involved in this. Our buddy Scott Perry was involved in this. And the local union guys, think about this now. The Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, who could have potentially been the vice presidential nominee of the Democrat Party, had he not been Jewish, could get no movement from the Democrat president, Joe Biden. Nothing. I mean, they couldn't get anything out of the White House. I mean, that's what Shapiro said, right? I called, I spoke to the chief of staff. I called again, I talked to the chief of staff. Nothing, 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 nothing. Trump comes into office, the deal happens. Then now you have the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania and likely 2028 presidential candidate praising President Trump for getting it done. And unlike Governor Gretchen Whitmer, he's not hiding his face in a bag. Now, I mean, for Shapiro, he wants to run and he wants to be seen as a bipartisan stalwart. So he wants to. I think what you're seeing play out here is that as the Democrat Party has gotten so freaking nuts, and you have the New York Times writing this big piece that we've been talking about all week, number of different factors within that. The first being that the Democrats have this new operation to learn how to be able to talk to men. It's going to, they're going to spend $20 million to learn how to speak to men. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Democrats and their focus groups, over 250 of them, Democrats, when you think animals, people think of Democrats as sloths and turtles, tortoises, little roadkill. Roadkill's mine, but – and they think of the Republicans as lions and tigers and bears, apex predators, alphas, each and every one of them. The story goes on to say that the Democrat Party has lost white working class voters and black working class voters to a large degree. That's when I said in America's Newsroom earlier this week, shameless plug, I'll be back there Monday morning, just in case you're curious. I know it's one of these days I'm going to get better about self-promotion. But what I said last Tuesday and what I'll probably say again on Monday, because we're going to still be talking about all this, is that these are not working class voters. These are the alpha workers. These are the people that work for a living. And this is further confirmation of the fact that these one-time Democrat voters in Pennsylvania, a lot of them probably voted for John Fetterman, quite frankly, voted for Trump. And it's the reason why, as the Democrat Party has gone left crazy, and the only constituency they have now are people in the faculty lounge and those other groups, you see Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman coming out and playing down the middle. You see the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, coming out and playing down the middle, because for Shapiro's hope, his hope is that there'll be so many people in the crazy lane that he can occupy the moderate center. And don't debate whether he's – that's not for the purposes of this segment, whether he's really a moderate or not. I'm telling you what his political strategy is to that center lane. Now, Shapiro's got lots of his own problems. The emails around his aide and the sexual harassment stuff with his aide, his top aide, and those emails that disappeared and all of that. But that's not for the purposes of this segment. For the purposes of this segment, it is what Shapiro's political strategy is. The union guy said, we had faith in the president from the very beginning. We never doubted that he would come through for us. This is a huge win for Western PA, for families, for communities, and of course, U.S. Steel, said Don German, who has worked side by side with the local union, the community, and upper management to get the word out that they supported it wholeheartedly. And they said it's huge for generations. It's going to include $14 billion in capital investment projects at U.S. Steel, with approximately $11 billion of the $14 billion invested by 2028. These are investments that U.S. Steel could not make as a standalone company. So this is huge. Those new capital investments include $2.2 billion to revitalize the only remaining blast furnace in Pittsburgh, $200 million for a new R&D center in Pennsylvania to bring world-leading technology to U.S. Steel, $1 billion invested by 2028 in a new greenfield steel mill, and $3.1 billion in Indiana to transform the historic Gray Works Mill, Indiana, PA. There will also be $3 billion investments the state of Indiana. And there will also be $3 billion investments in the Arkansas plant, including $1.8 billion for advanced electrical steel production for power grid transformers, and there's other things around there. They're creating that about 100,000 jobs in Pennsylvania alone. The Parker Strategy Group did an independent analysis that confirmed about 114,000 jobs. And then about 10,000 jobs in construction. So it's a big deal. And it preserves the fact that U.S. Steel is going to be headquartered in Pittsburgh, PA. And it maintains U.S. steel structure as an American icon. It also is great for our national security because we should be making things like steel here. In fact, one of the guys who was quoted in Selena Zito's article pointed out the fact that, you know, in every way, Trump can take credit for this investment. It was his application of steel tariffs during his first term, which led Nippon Steel to seek out the purchase in the first place. It's important to realize that they want U.S. steel production to allow it to compete better with Chinese steelmakers, such as the state-owned steel company in China, which has been accused of stealing technology from the United States. And so they say this is huge, and it's going to bring jobs in places like the blast furnace in Braddock, PA, for example. And just a few years ago, they thought this was over. They thought this was done. So what you have here is bipartisan praise from not just the governor and the senator, John Fetterman, but you've got Democrats across Pennsylvania also praising Trump over this as well. It's important to understand this was not just economic trauma. It was psychological trauma. Steel. Just think of that word. It calls to mind something. Superman, the man of steel. But also something solid, something you can depend on. In a practical sense, it also formed the backbone of the nation necessary for everything from bridges to bullets. Take away steel and everything collapses. Or so it seemed by the mid-1980s, there is no more security. Senator Dave McCormick said that. And he went on to say, only Donald Trump could have made this happen. And I'm grateful for him having me, Congressman Mike Kelly, Dan Muser, and we were there in the Oval Office to discuss it. So props to those guys for getting it done. All right, we got more to come, more to talk about. It's going to be a busy day. We'll give you all the details from President Trump's big press conference in the Oval Office with Elon Musk and what they chatted about as the show goes on. It's a Friday. We're feeling great. We're very, very happy to be here with you. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm going to the game tonight, and I'm very, very excited. And I'm very excited to welcome to the show the hosts of a very important podcast, which you need to listen to and you need to subscribe to. And, of course, if you love the Phillies, you're going to want to definitely hear this segment. You want to hear every segment, of course. But it's called Phillies Backstage with Brazier and Burgoyne. And joining me right now, Tom Burgoyne, who is best friends with the Philly fanatic, by the way, and John Brazier himself, the director of fun and games for the Philadelphia Phillies. Gentlemen, great to see you both.
Rich, thanks for giving me top billing. Yeah, what is this, Brazier and Burgoyne? I thought it was Burgoyne and Brazier.
What's on my sheet. You got to blame my producer for that. I agree. It should be Burgoyne and Brazier.
Well,
I sent it, Tom.
I sent it. Sorry.
Exactly. You sent it. We've been doing this for 7 years, Rich, and we still can't get it straight.
Well, I like that you're both humble enough to give each other the limelight. I think it's really important.
Yep. Well, you know, it's the Fanatic always gets the limelight. Director of Funny Games always is kind of off to the side doing the busy work, you know, that nobody sees. So,
Tom, as the best friend of the Fanatic, knowing that the Fanatic has now been recognized for his incredible sex appeal, how does that make you feel?
Oh, well, the Fanatic's thrilled. I always thought the Fanatic was sexy. Kind of, you know, we just lost George Wendt. And, you know, like in a Norm kind of way from Cheers, you know, that's how, you know, that's what I think of. But listen, Rich, he doesn't wear pants. So, you know, his sex appeal, you know, is right out there for everybody to see.
I think it's part of the reason. I will be wearing pants. Well, these shorts tonight when I go to the game. But are you having fun? Are you having a good season?
Well, it's tough not to have a good time when we're obviously have the best record in the National League, and I think we're a half game back of the best record overall in baseball. Starting rotation's unbelievable, and it's been super fun. And I know the Fanatic's having a great time as well. But also, just to add to the Fanatic, Rich, the Fanatic likes a streak. So how can you not be sexy if you don't take off all your clothes at some point and streak across the field? I don't see any other mascot doing that. I don't see Fred Bird doing that, Mr. Met, Slugger, Billy the Marlin.
Nobody wants to see Mr. Met and Fred Bird naked. Fanatic, I can see it, but yes.
I think the Fanatic is probably, in addition to being, you know, the sexiest mascot in all of Major League Baseball, also probably the most beloved. I mean, in my opinion, Forbes magazine says he's listed him as one of the best mascots for years and years and years. That's because he hangs out with Supreme Court justices, rock stars, movie stars. I mean, if there's an A-lister, then the Fanatic has given him love. So I'm just saying.
It's true, Rich. You know, it's been an unbelievable run for the Fanatic when you think about it. It's been 47 years. He debuted in 1978. Fans just took to the Fanatic right from day one. And now, you know, it seems like in professional sports has a mascot. But I don't know if any of them or any city has kind of made it their own for this amount of time. And it's just awesome. I actually wrote a book about it, you know, called Feel the Love. And it's all about that, you know, the love people have for the Fanatic and how to do it and how can we do it. And it's just been awesome. And hey, when Bryce Harper, you know, came to the Phillies, you know, he really kind of took it to another level and started wearing all the Fanatic gear. And
yeah.
Now it seems like everybody's, you know, when you come to a game, it seems like so many people are wearing their Fanatic, you know, shirts and hats and everything else. So it's really been awesome.
He even got a Fanatic tattoo in the offseason.
Yeah.
That's,
yes, he did.
So did I, by the way, but I'm not showing that on camera. Hey, John Brazier, let me ask you, as the director of Fun and Games, has the Fanatic ever complained about being hot? Like, I mean, as in temperature-wise?
Well, the Fanatic's old school. I'm sure he gets hot, especially, you know, back at the Vet when, you know, on the field it would get 120 degrees. But no, the Fanatic is again, old school. He doesn't complain about that. He just shows the work with a work pail and does it. And I got to tell you, just on the celebrities, you're mentioning all the celebrities that hang out with the Fanatic. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Fanatic has jammed. You know, he's very cool as far as the music-wise. He has done Fins with Jimmy Buffett, right? Mm-hmm. He has sung, I think Billy Joel sang into his snout. He's performed with Elton John. He's jumped up on stage with Mountjoy, with Little Feat, with a lot of different bands, Dropkick Murphys. So there's no cooler Fanatic than or no mascot than the Fanatic.
I mean, Burgoyne, it would be amazing if somebody got to experience all of those things. Am I right?
I know. Well, being his best friend, I've been able to kind of hang out with him. And, you know, when he's crashed the concert or gotten thrown out of a concert. Actually, Bruce Springsteen wasn't real happy that the Fanatic crashed his concert. But
good, that
but,
makes me happy.
I love Bruce, but he wasn't quite ready for the Fanatic that night. But no, I've been fortunate to, you know, wherever the Fanatic goes, I go. So, you know, I'm just living the dream at the Fanatic.
And you've written how many books now? 17?
Well, I've written 21 kids' books. We just had our Fanatic About Reading Day a couple weeks ago. So 21 kids' books, which has just really been really kind of a fun thing for me to do. I've written a couple other books about the Phillies, one about the 93 Phillies, another book about our move into Citizens Bank Park, and then Feel the Love, which is more of a leadership and book for business. But yeah, it's I love it. You know, when I hear, especially with those kids books, when somebody comes up to me and say, oh, you know, we read, you know, these books to our kids at night, you know, before they go to bed, it just makes me feel so happy. And the last book we gave out, it's called The Philly Fanatics London Adventure. We gave it out, but now it's available for sale at the game. And it's all about Bryce Harper having that special bat made before he went to London. He hits a home run. And before I wrote the book, I went to Bryce. This was last fall, because it takes a while to put these books together. And I said, Bryce, you know, would you mind, you know, would you like to be part of the book? He's like, Tom, he goes, I read these books to my kids all the time. They're going to think it's so cool that, you know, I'm going to be in, you know, the next Fanatic book. So it's really been great.
That's great, man. Good for you. Brazier and Burgoyne and Brazier are with us right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Of course, Tom Burgoyne, best friends with the Fanatic, and John Brazier, the director of fun and games for the Philadelphia Phillies. You know what I love? I love when the Fanatic jumps on top of the dugout and does his little thing and you know, high fives everybody. And, you know, like if you were going to the game tonight, for example, like I am, and happen to be sitting in that row, like me and my kids will be tonight, and you get to high five the Fanatic, that is probably one of the coolest experiences.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, the Fanatic, 47 years, Rich, so there are certain things that have just gone on that long, so there's been such consistency, you know, between, you know, riding around on the field before the game with his ATV, fifth inning he goes out and does something on the field, and that seventh inning dance has been happening for 47 yeah. years, and it's a lot of fun. We were talking about Bruce Springsteen. Well, it is the Fanatic's you know, time to act like Bruce when, you know, in the Dancing in the Dark video, when he pulls up Courtney Cox out of the crowd, you know, that's the Fanatic gets to pull somebody out and dance with them. And it's a fun part of the night. That's
Rich,
sure.
One of my favorite stories with the Fanatic is, this is back at the Vet, and he had SpongeBob SquarePants. So SpongeBob doesn't have arms, right? Right. The
right.
person in there doesn't have arms. And so the Fanatic doesn't tell SpongeBob what he's going to do. And it's time for the dance in front of the whole crowd. And he does YMCA. Well, SpongeBob can't lift his arms. So everyone's booing at SpongeBob, not knowing SpongeBob. So then SpongeBob jumps on the back of the four-wheeler, and they're going off the stadium. They're going up the ramp, and he's a little late, so the Fanatic's driving a little fast. And he hit the incline, and SpongeBob went flying off and did a sailor's dive like a head plant on the concrete, was knocked out. They couldn't start the game. Bobby Abreu was laughing so hard in right field that the ground crew had to go out and scrape off SpongeBob off the
concrete. Scrape him off.
That's fantastic. I love that. The Fanatic has been named among Major League Baseball's sexiest mascots. Of course, we know he is the sexiest mascot with the sexiest friends, no doubt about that. I remember years ago, Brazier, you probably remember when I used to do the show down in Clearwater back in the day, yep. And you guys had me go, and I had to run to Walmart down there and buy a pair of khakis.
Right,
and
you gave me security guard.
Yeah, remember that? I was one of the security guards out there, and then I totally fooled the Fanatic. He had no idea who I was, and I was able to really pull one off on him. That was good. I don't know, you know, Thomas, his best friend, if that was a traumatic moment for him or not, but I was able to dupe him like that.
Well, you know, hey, now you know, if this gig doesn't work out for you, Rich, you can always become a, you know, come work for us and, you know, be a security guard.
It's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, considering how great radio is doing. So, you know, you make jokes, but can we talk real quick about the wonderful concessions at the ballpark this year?
Sure.
What do we got that's new?
Tom, what do you think? What do you think's the best one?
I'm old school with the cheesecake. I mean, every year, Rich, you know, they put out, you know, what's new at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And there are all these new menu items. I'm a hot dog or a hot sausage guy with onions and peppers or a cheesesteak, but I know they go crazy with some of the new items down there.
We have s'mores. We've got Federal Donuts. We've got I mean, PJ Willihan's, you got Uncle Charlie's, which is Charlie Manuel's cheesesteaks.
Ryan Howard's chicken, John.
Maybe I'll try Charlie Manuel's cheesesteak tonight. Now, does the Fanatic still shoot hot dogs out with a gun?
Yes, he does.
Good. Good. I like that.
Colby,
that's good.
You're looking for
Colby. Yeah. That's the chicken place. He doesn't shoot chicken. Actually, Fanatic in Japan. One of my goals, Rich, is to go with the Fanatic to Japan. He's been to Japan probably 5 or 6 times. And I want to bring the hot dog launcher and shoot sushi at the Tokyo Dome. Haven't done it yet, but that's my goal. I'm trying to convince the Fanatic.
That's a good goal. All right, so what are some of the other goals, Tom, that you have that you'd like to convince the Fanatic to do?
Well, let's see. Another championship.
Okay.
Down Broad Street, Rich. Come on, that's number one.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, maybe a mano a mano with Mr. Met someday.
Pants, okay. Pants, Mr. Met.
Yeah, pants, Mr. Met. A battle to the death. You know, who knows? Well, you know what we got? We do have the All-Star game coming up. And this is pretty interesting. In 1996, Major League Baseball started to send mascots to the All-Star game. That just so happened to be the year the Phillies hosted the All-Star game. So this will be the 30th year that mascots have been at the All-Star game. And we do all the different events, you know, Home Run Derby, Fan Fest. There's an Olympic. There's an All-Star game village. So there's all kinds of events that are happening. And so we'll be down in Atlanta this year. And it's a fun time. You know, we all, you know, all the mascots get together and, you know, mayhem ensues, basically. It's a little chaotic, but it's fun chaos.
Well, listen, here's the thing. Now, you know, I got to go to the White House in April when the Eagles came. Swoop was not there. Now, when we win the World Series this year, I think it's very important, Tom, that you talk to the Fanatic about coming to the White House for the celebration, because my son was looking around and he's like, "Where's Swoop?" You know what I mean? So I think the kids would need to see the Fanatic there. I'm just saying.
Tom, don't break it to him that you're a member of the Green Party.
There's no politics when you're celebrating sports. Come on.
The kind of humor when you tune into the Burgoyne and Brazier podcast.
Before I let you go, you guys, I mean, the Phillies do a lot for kids. Tonight is, I think it's youth baseball night, right? How important is it? Like, you know, my son Patrick now is 10, loves baseball. How important is it for the lessons that the kids can learn, not just from the athletes who I think are some of the finest? I mean, you know, I got to go to Kyle Schwarber's neighborhood block party where he supports the families behind the Bad Children's Foundation and does so much great work for first responders in the city. So many of the players do. How important is it, the leadership skills, the players, and of course your best friend, the Fanatic, you know, for the kids?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's amazing all the things that the Phillies do in the community and the players. You know, we were just talking about it the other day that you know, times have changed when it comes to that. It just seems like John knows when there's an off day, it seems like, you know, a player is having you know, an event, and they all support it, which is just which is awesome. And listen, Rich, you know, it's kind of what the Phillies are all about. You know, we're part of Philadelphia. We know that we can shine a spotlight on so many charities and all the good work that people are doing out there. However we can do it, whether a player, you know, supporting it or the Fanatic is there to support it. You know, so we really take that responsibility very seriously, and makes us feel good that we can do so much good in the community.
And well, listen, guys, which we've been doing that for a long time. But as Tom said, too, in the community, you know, RBI programs, reviving baseball in the inner cities, and working with, again, all the Boys and Girls Clubs and the Phillies Baseball Academy. We have a lot of different programs that a lot of fans don't even know about. So try to do as much as we can in the community.
I think that's fantastic. Well, listen, I'm proud to know you both. I'm really proud, Tom, to know your friend, the Fanatic. And please get their podcast. It's called, let me read it. I'm going to make sure I get the name right. It's called Phillies Backstage with Blank and Blank. Did I get that correct?
Brazier and Burgoyne.
Yes. It's 7 years. We've been on. I just told before we went on the air, Rich, I said, man, John, we've been doing this 7 years and 160 episodes. That's awesome. It's just been great. All the local celebrities we've been able to, you know, interview and guys that John and I grew up admiring Phillies players and our announcers. And
it's not just baseball. As Tom said, we did an episode last year on Bernie Perrant's deck at his in Avalon. We interviewed Jay Wright at the Villanova Fieldhouse. We interviewed the lead singer of Mount Joy. And then obviously we get a lot of baseball people with Charlie Manuel, Jamie Moyer, Reese Hoskins, Dale Murphy, a lot of people, and all of our announcers. We've got a good one coming up with Jeff Francoeur, who played for us only for 1 year, but he's a really good guy, a great personality. So we try to find guys that have good stories and a lot of fun that can put up with the knuckleheads of myself and Tom Burgoyne.
Well, since I know, the Pope's a White Sox fan, but since he's a Nova guy, I mean, there's a chance he may want to hang out with the Fanatics. So if we get an invite to the Vatican, I'm coming.
How about that? Hey, John, we should try to get the Pope to the podcast.
Just make sure he doesn't see the footage of the Fanatic dressed up as the Pope. And then literally right after that routine, the opposing player hit a home run the next at bat. So we have to get the Pope back on our side.
I think after that, you got to get God back on your side, okay? So I'm just saying. Guys, always a pleasure to hang out with you both and to talk to you both. And I look forward to seeing the Fanatic tonight at the game. Go Phils and check out the podcast. Thank you both. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Go Phils.
Thanks, Rich. Go Phils.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Great stuff right there. Great stuff. All right. Biden has returned from the grave. He spoke a little bit earlier today, and he should not be speaking. I'm going to share some of that audio with you. Tell you what the president had to say with Elon Musk about Doge. And we're expecting, of course, this big announcement tonight from the president and U.S. Steel in Pennsylvania. So that'll be a very, very big deal. Obviously, the steel workers are super excited about it. Let me tell you about Tri-County Auto, our newest sponsor. Great friends and great people. Look, I mean, character matters. And I just think, when Brian Krieger and his wife, Cheryl, all these years were helping out the Travis Manion Foundation. And then I got to know them and I went out to dinner with them. Bridget and I, we had a wonderful time. And then they became our new sponsor. So you're talking about quality American made cars, the best of the best. These beautiful big Dodge Ram trucks, right? You got Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Wrangler. I mean, I drive a Jeep Wrangler and I love it. But then you go the next step, which is a dealership and the people that behind it that actually truly care about the community, care about this show, what we do here. And just yesterday, they donated a beautiful white Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manion Foundation. And that was amazing to use, for the help for the veterans. And on top of all their other generosity for the Travis Manion Foundation, those are the kind of people I would love for you to do business with because you're going to get incredible deals, employee pricing for everybody. They have an amazing selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, too. Some of those pre-owned cars started under 20 grand, by the way. And there's a pride about driving American. So you factor the American pride in with the fact that you're supporting a dealership that supports this show and this station and is easy to get to right off of 422. Collegeville, King of Prussia, Limerick, wherever. It's easy. Right off of 422. And great, honest people who care about us. And look, in this day and age of cancel culture, they stepped up, literally our newest sponsor, Tri-County Auto Group. So go to tricounty.com right now and check out their selection. Go in and see them this weekend and take out a beautiful car for a test drive. I'm very partial to Jeep Wrangler because I love taking the roof off, but maybe the Grand Cherokee, whatever you like. Either way, make Tri-County the place. Please do it for me. Tricounty.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That was a fun interview. I enjoyed that a lot. Wasn't that great, Justin?
Incredible interview. Great to get the insight from the two of the Fanatics' closest friends.
I'll tell you, I could have talked to those guys all friggin' day, but it did occur to me I have not been invited on their podcast. Not lost on me, by the way.
Me and Matt, when they were talking about the podcast, me and Matt said, I wonder if Rich is going to find a way to ask if he can go on their show.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's the next mission. Shameless self-invitation. I just invite myself on. Or maybe I'll just crash it, like the Fanatic crashed Springsteen's concert. I'll probably get booted out the same way.
We also commended you on holding your tongue about Springsteen that entire time.
It was not easy, but you know, now that they're off, I can say what an overrated hack that guy is, huh? To throw the Fanatic out of his concert? Overrated hack. Talentless, washed up, was good in the 70s, all downhill after that. There, feels better. Fake farmer, ripping off the taxpayers in New Jersey. There, feels better. With his, I don't know, we don't have our freedom of speech anymore. I don't know, with my $80 billion and my 160 acres of farmland, that I'm a fake farmer in the EIEIO band. But you see that? I didn't say a word. I was good. All right, we got a lot more to come. The president and Elon Musk, where do we go from here with Doge? And also, Joe Biden's back. Why? Why did anybody ask for him to come back? We'll talk about all that straight ahead in the 4 o'clock hour. And our buddy Dr. Wilfred Riley up next. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.